Hey guys, it's Lavetta.
And it's Miriam.
And this is the Notorious Women Podcast, a comedy podcast about some of history's most notorious women.
Some of these queens are heroic.
And some of these bitches are horrific. But we think the most interesting thing of all is that they're all
notorious.
Yes. Ooh. Welcome back, audience. Or listeners. That sounds weird. Welcome back, audience.
Like, that's very 1962.
Who am I, Mark Zuckerberg, pretending to be human?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's not working, Mark, if you're listening. You know, you can play pretend all day.
And dude, I cannot take a man who has a perm and a gold chain like he living in 1986 seriously and call him uber masculine. I can't do it, dude.
Tell me more how society should be uber masculine. When I'm thinking of uber masculine, yes, perm.
He's just,
okay.
To me, he's, I mean, other than contributing to the downfall of democracy in America,
yeah.
The fact that he makes us nerds look so bad, dude.
It's really.
You're proving people like Biff. Yeah, I'm going old school.
Yeah.
Back to the future.
I hear
Biff.
You.
Any like bully from a 1980s, 1990s movie, right? That nerds are the worst. You're proving them right, dude. Like,
yeah.
Suck it up and man up, dude. Like, because you're kissing up to bullies at this point and you're making us nerds look bad.
You know, people who do that, their penises don't tend to be large, is all I'm saying.
Is that what it is?
It's just like historically speaking. Okay.
He's such a try hard, which is so baffling because he has so much money and he's so powerful, but he's such a try hard. Same thing with Elon Musk. Like, these are the biggest wusses. They look like if you hit them, they'll be like the Pillsbury Dough thing going.
Tiny penises. Do you remember the sketch on SNL with Matt Damon? And it was like a pretend interview about a movie. And I think Ben Affleck was, and he was interviewing him and he was like, yes, your acting is so effortful, right?
That's funny though, but I don't remember that.
That's so funny. Okay. Well, they're, you know, their dictatorship goals are so effortful. You know, it's like, honey, you're sweating. Calm down. You know?
Yeah. Just don't be such a try hard, dude. It's cringy. I'm getting secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah,
like, I can't even speak. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so ashamed.
You have spent 4 years doing that. Okay. Yeah. And you're going to be right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how are you, my friend? How are you this week?
Well, you know, the fall of democracy is sad. But other than that, you know, I'm okay.
I've been watching a lot of puppies on TikTok. That's all I've been doing.
I'm telling you right now, I've discovered a new thing and I highly recommend y'all. Okay, total side note. Harlan Coben is a writer and a mystery writer. And apparently Netflix has made a whole bunch of miniseries like that go through like his books. And listen, I just need more of those. Okay.
Are they like
so good? Yes.
Are they like Hallmark-esque?
No.
Mysteries?
They actually remind me of True Detective. And they're Lavetta, they're British.
Oh, what are the names?
Lavetta's like, wait, I wrote them.
No, because I probably have seen some of them.
The latest one is called Missing You. It's so good, you guys.
No, I have to check those out.
I mean, start with that because it's so good. I can't stop because, listen, we need things to fill our souls and we need stories. We need the stories to remind us that sometimes the good guys still do win, you know, but maybe in the next couple of years, like on a smaller scale, okay, then like a bigger scale, but still, you know.
I mean, whatever. I mean, I say use what you can to get through. Don't do drugs. Kids,
don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs or abuse alcohol or anything else. Maybe ice cream, even though I've been abusing ice cream way too much.
It's delicious.
I need to get back on the elliptical machine and put down the ice cream.
I baked Blondies last night. I baked Blondies.
Oh.
They're so good.
And you're a baker.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about baking, though, is that you actually put in the work so you can enjoy the goodies.
Exactly.
I just want to buy the goodies and, like, eat them and, like, it's just...
No. And the trick is to have a household full of people who will eat your goodies.
That's true.
It's less stressful.
Yeah. So they
did. I just eat a Blondie? Yeah, I did. What?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Thank you. Just,
oh, you know what? Side note for me. Have you heard the new Bruno Mars song?
No.
You know Bruno Mars. Because you know Mr. Bruno Mars, sensitive, can sing really well.
I love Bruno Mars.
It starts off fat, juicy, and wet. Do you know what that means? Do you know what he's talking about?
Pussy. It's got to be pussy. I mean,
Bruno Mars.
What else is fat, juicy, and wet? Come on.
The TikTok videos alone, because people are literally clutching their pearls because they're like, Mr. Just the way you are to fat, juicy, and wet? What is going on?
Here's what I will say with Mr. Bruno Mars and why I do love him so is that what he does is he takes a genre of music and he emulates it in a modern time. And that's all he's doing now. That's all he's doing now. And I'm here for it because we want to encourage, listen, because if it's not wet, it's not available. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I need fat, juicy, and wet to come from somebody else other than Bruno Mars. He's like 5 feet. Okay.
Listen,
I don't need what?
Some of those shorter guys have skills. I don't see the problem.
I guess so, but but the reactions are so funny because usually you dance to his bops. You're like, all right, okay. And then you're just like, is this Chris Brown? What is going on?
Like, here's the thing. Like, that's where you and Sal have so much in common is you hear things like words in songs. See, I don't waste my time with trivial aspects of music like words. Okay. So I would have danced to his song 500 times and not heard the words fat, juicy, and wet.
Oh, stop. Oh, I got it.
Do
I
you
can't.
Not like that from me either?
No. Oh, my God. I'm such a pervert. My mind goes in many, 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 many directions. So let's
move on. It's a traumatic episode.
Speaking of... I can't even say fat, juicy, and wet. Say it very quickly.
Just said it again.
Okay. Maybe we should get started. But
maybe.
Actually,
yes.
Listeners, if you want to make our podcast fat, juicy, and wet.
Oh, damn.
With money, can.
Yeah. That's fine.
For popularity, you can support the show. Or if you want us to stop saying fat, juicy, and wet.
Yeah. Give us a lot of money for that. We'll take it.
You can ask us to do that by giving us a 5-star review on Spotify and in the Apple Store. And
pretty
also
please.
By sharing our podcast with your friends and family.
I'm sure we just gave you a lot of impetus to do that.
Oh, my God. I can't even. Okay. We're professional.
Super professional. Okay.
But if you... So... What we always say is copy the link and send it to your friend. Don't just tell them about it. Copy the link and send it to them because that way they can just click on and hear us talk about fat, juicy, and wet.
Yeah. It's explicit, so not in front of your children.
No, obviously. Don't do that. I mean, I just want to go back to the days when Prince was saying cream get on top, and I thought he was talking about
dessert, delicious over pie. Right?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's not about that?
No, it's not about that. It just, yeah. So.
I'm going to go hide in a corner and cry for an hour.
Yeah.
Now realizing this.
Because we lived in a time, we grew up in a time where people hid the dirty, nasty, sexy, thirsty stuff in double entendres, you know. But no, now
like,
we just go.
I have a penis, and I would like a vagina. I would
bad, juicy,
like
and
a...
wet. He said he doesn't gang bang, but he want to throw up a set.
Who said that?
This is Bruno Mars. This is what I'm saying.
Wait, no, I didn't.
It goes fat, okay. Juicy, and wet.
Mm-mm. Okay.
I don't gangbang, but I want to throw up. It makes me want to throw up a set because he's so happy about the fat, juicy,
thank you
wet.
For not gangbanging Bruno Mars. Appreciate it.
Oh, my God. A serious note. Well, kind of serious, because this is a comedy podcast, so you're welcome.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Now, this week, I am going to talk about a notorious woman in social media. And Miriam, I'm very, very psyched to see if you know who this is, okay. Or as I tell you the story, if you don't. Because this is a wild story.
Oh, my God. Okay. I doubt it, because I'm... So. Very introverted sometimes. Okay, go on.
Well, my notorious woman this week is Ashley Grayson. Do you know who that is?
I have no idea.
Okay, this is going to be great. Okay.
She sounds like you'd find her on Ashley Madison. Not judging her. I don't know who she is, but doesn't it sound like a name you maybe
it's
made up?
It's a great name for a company. And it's perfect because she is a business owner as well as being a influencer, social media woman. So now Ashley Grayson, she grew up in Baltimore, Maryland, and she bounced around from foster homes growing up. It's not really sure why. Her mother may have had some personal challenges or what have you, but she did grow up in foster homes, bouncing around. And she says that from the age of 5 months, she had bad credit.
5 months?
Yes, because there's something that, I don't know if it's a racial thing. I think it's more of a social economic thing, but many poor people will take out bills in their children's names, ruining their credit.
Oh, no.
See, you are a fantastic mother with means, so that would never occur to you to do that to your baby.
I probably would try not to do it, even if I was very poor, because then they can grow up, have access to like enough education to then take care of me for the rest of my life. I'm just saying, even if I was a dickhead, I still want them to grow up and then take care of me for the rest of my life. One of my two children needs to be rich. Just one.
See, that's why if you do that to your child, you have no foresight because you're like, no, I need their credit to be good. So when they get older, they can take care of me.
Exactly.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Ashley's, she didn't say it was her mother, but I'm assuming it's either a close family member because obviously they need the social security number, all the information to take out the credit. So now she bounced around and, she was having financial struggles like a lot of working class people. She managed to graduate high school, but she didn't go beyond that. By 2016-17, she was working a normal life as a postal worker, making about $60,000 a year.
Government jobs are good jobs, man. They got lots of security. They got lots of benefits. Good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad, especially for a girl who comes from that background. But she was always plagued by financial issues, lot of people.
Where was she in the country?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, you did say according... that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You did say that. I'm here.
So, but, by the time she was, in her mid to late 20s, she had settled into, a normal, regular American life. Right.
Okay.
She probably had a lot of debt, but, normal Americans, normal people throughout the world who live in, the West, it's not. The streets are not paved in gold. It's tough and people work really, really hard and still only make ends meet barely. And sometimes they don't. So that's why payday loans.
What
Rosetta
is trying to tell our international listeners is that most of Americans are in debt. Okay, go on.
Yeah. Now, according to her IG account, which was it's Ashley_Graysona, Ashley called herself a best-selling 8-figure business coach, course creator, and philanthropist.
Me too.
So she, around 2016, 2017, she decided she started a business. because she had been plagued by credit issues. She started a business. She repaired her credit.
Okay.
And she started a business and helping other people repair their credit.
Okay.
So she started a credit repair business online. And basically, the first 18 months of this, you know, pitching herself as a credit repair specialist, she made about $1 million in 18 months. So a year and a half.
What?
Yeah. Because she's selling. Because remember, this is also, we are full into like internet. We have access to people throughout the world. And not just in the United States, everybody struggles with credit issues, right?
That's true. That's true.
Wherever there you need credit, people are struggling. So they
wherever there is capitalism, there you're in debt.
Exactly. Now, from there, she says that she made another $1 million in 18 days. So her business was, was like going, right? She's a beautiful young woman. So she presents really well as well. She's very articulate and very likable. Now, what made her famous, though, on the internet is that while on live, like on a live session, she made $1 million in less than an hour with people signing up for her online course. In real time.
Yeah. Wondering. Okay, go on.
Yeah. She made $1 million. A bunch of people signed up and she made $1 million in less than an hour. Some say it's an hour. Some say it's 40 minutes. Whatever. It's $1 million in less than an hour. Okay.
That's insane. Okay.
From that stunt, from that thing, she became like a social media superstar. She went viral.
Yeah.
And then the demand for her classes and her services went through the roof as well.
I feel like I saw her advertisement on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
This feels familiar.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Now, according to her ex-boyfriend, a man by the name of Patrick, he did IT for her.
Okay.
He said that he once saw her make, while they were together, make $1 million in 8 minutes from selling her online course.
Okay.
And so she had different kinds of businesses. So she started off as being a credit repair specialist, and then she started a business to teach other people how to become credit repair specialists in addition to having her own courses.
Okay.
Yeah. So now by 2021, according to her, she had made about $7 million in 3 years.
Okay. That's
so she's starting this in 2018.
Wow.
Okay. Is when she came on. Now online, her lifestyle seemed to confirm her claim of this and her claims of making this much money. She had, again, she's a beautiful young woman. Very stylish, and it's the kind of thing, if you were a young woman, you would aspire to. You're like, oh my gosh, she turned this around. She has her own business. Everything that a woman would want to do, no matter what age, but especially a woman in her 20s, right?
Right.
You're like, this is amazing. And she also, people connected to her because she was very upfront about her past struggles with the law and her own challenges with debt. Like, she talks about her first husband. She had met him and she was always having trouble paying her rent on time and her car, and they had been dating for about a month and her car is getting repossessed. And so she was so ashamed to tell him, and she finally told him, and he was just like, oh, okay. Cause she didn't want him to think that she wanted to get with him to help him to help her financially.
Okay. Yeah.
And she also talked about, like, you know, growing up again, she jumped around from foster care homes. And so she started selling drugs at 19 to make extra money.
Yeah,
that's what a lot of young people, that's why they start selling drugs, to make extra money, because they don't have any. And so
a lot of times they're desperate.
Yeah. So this really was appealing to a lot of people, because, again, she's in her 20s when this success is happening.
Right.
So people are relating to it, and it's also helping her business because they're like, oh, wow, I can change my life around and start making this kind of money as well. Now, and again, she just seems so great. So around 2021, all of this stuff is happening. And now she's actually dating this new man who's also very handsome, charming. She's a chocolate black woman. He's a chocolate black man. It looks like chocolate Ken and Barbie.
Yes.
Right? They look so good.
Okay.
And they're posting going to Dubai, first class, all this stuff. Like, she looks so good. And they were dating. And then she actually was proposed to. Her life was so fabulous. She was proposed to by her soon-to-be husband, Joshua Grayson, on a yacht while R&B star Monica serenaded them.
What?
So it's like very glamorous. Like, oh, she has on this beautiful red, like, sequined dress. It's so great. She also showed off, she'd bought a 10,000 square foot mansion in North Carolina.
Wow. Okay.
And Ashley was also very generous. She paid off her mother's mortgage of her old house and then bought, you know, upgraded her mother. She also bought one of her girlfriends, this woman by the name of Olivia Johnson, who was a hairstylist and a friend. Ashley bought Olivia's mother a house in Memphis, Tennessee. And it was very public, and they invited the press there, and it was great. And, you know, people were just so, this is just so great. And she even teases on the video saying, I feel like this is my house, when they go to the realty office to sign the papers. And like, it's just so wonderful. And it's great. So she spread the love around. Now, Joshua had also had a credit repair company before as well.
Wait, they both had credit repair companies?
That's how they met.
That is a match made in credit repair heaven. Okay.
Exactly. He's also an aspiring pastor. And I don't know, you probably don't know this, but in the Black community, there's this element of, they call them, Joel Osteen is the white version of it, but they have these, they call them, abundance pastors, where they teach, you know, and they have like very ostentatious lives. And then, so Joshua also had aspirations to do that as well.
Okay.
Now, apparently, because this is a Notorious Women podcast, you know it's coming.
I'm waiting for it. Okay.
Apparently, all was not what it seemed. Which is often the case, I will say, with online personality.
I hope we've learned something.
Online personality. So,
okay.
According to another online personality, a woman by the name of Sherelle Hodge, she took one of Ashley's courses and did not receive the services she bought, at least in her opinion.
Okay.
She accused Ashley and Joshua of faking their lifestyle online to get more customers to sign up for tools that were not real.
Okay.
So basically, she accused them of charging anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 for a bundle of different kinds of courses to either repair their credit and or teach them how to repair other people's credit. But she,
you're selling, your credit is trash. You've obviously had money trouble, and now I'm supposed to give you $1,000.
Ding, 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 ding.
Fascinating. That's
right.
Now,
Cheryl had taken, like I said, the course. And because you're looking online, you're like, wow, this woman comes from a, you know, this young woman comes from a hard background, but she turned it around. She improved her credit and she started her own business. This is great. but Cheryl started, because of her own experience, started to be like, huh, something's not clean in the water.
Okay.
So she went online to talk about her experience, because basically she said that she accused, in the end, she accused Ashley and Joshua of basically doing a Ponzi scheme, right? So basically bait and switch, using their lives to bring in customers and not giving customers really what they're paying for. And to your point, a lot of these are already very vulnerable people who are desperate. Mm-hmm. And now they're shelling out $1,000 to $2,000. That's a lot of money when you have no money, right?
It's too much money when you have no money.
Yeah. And it's a lot of money, period. Like, even rich people, $1,000 is nothing to be like, oh, it's not a dollar. It's $1,000, $1,000, right? So she started to talk about her experience, Cheryl Hodge. And she basically started calling them scammers and fraudsters.
Okay.
Now, in her search, because she got positive feedback online, even though at this point, Ashley has a lot of fans online. So some of them were jumping into Hodge's, you know, DMs being like, oh, you're just, you know, you're just a hater. you know, that kind of thing. And, right. and she's just like, no, let me do my due diligence. Right. So Cheryl started doing deep dives.
Okay.
And for instance, she found that the reviews that Ashley was purporting to be for her course, she believed that Ashley was deleting negative ones.
Oh.
Or real ones, and only pushing limited positive reviews and sometimes pushing fake reviews.
Uh-huh. You can do right? fake reviews. That is a thing.
That's right. Because some of the negative reviews basically said some of the stuff that Sherelle had experienced, that they felt like some of the customers felt like that Ashley in the class, she just gave them things that they could have Googled themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was like, what is so magical about like... They have government sites to help you. If you have money in a bank, you can walk into that bank and say, I'd like to talk to you about fixing my credit. They'll talk to you.
But see, again, she's targeting people who may not have online savviness. They don't really understand.
Yeah.
And I get the appeal of having everything in one place, right?
Oh,
like if I need
get
to learn
the appeal.
Something.
If
but
I
not
click
for
on
a
this,
thousand dollars. There, if it's $100, okay. And that's yeah. basically what a lot of people were saying, that they felt like what she gave them was not worth the $1,000 or $2,000.
Okay, no.
And Cheryl eventually accused them of outright lying about fixing people's credit, because in her own experience, she went to Experian, TransUnion,
right.
all of these credit places, and the stuff that was on her credit that Ashley said she would take off, get off, was still on her credit.
Okay, so that's just a lie.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but again, by this point, Ashley has been successful. And at some point, it seems like she definitely did this. Who knows? Maybe she's too busy being online and showing how fabulous her life is that she's not really doing her work anymore. Who knows, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, again, this is not really illegal. It's shady, but it's not really illegal, right?
Okay.
Because, but what's shady also is that Cheryle is like, you're lying to people because you're making people think if they just do what you did, they'll have your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you say, sign up for my course and I'll show you how to do this, you don't help them. And also she thinks that the lifestyle is a fraud as well.
I'm wondering okay? about this.
Mm-hmm.
First class to Dubai is very, very expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, as you can imagine, Ashley was, okay, so a little bit more of what Cheryle Hodge had to say.
Okay, okay.
So she suggested that Ashley's financial success from her business was not what she presented it to be, like I said before. And to make matters even worse, she accused her of being predatory.
Ooh, yeah.
On her customer base, which were largely Black women. And a lot of the Black women were single mothers looking for a way mm. to improve their lives for themselves and their children.
Yeah, now I'm mad.
Yeah. Now, in one review I did, in one video I watched, there's people who've done this because this is a slightly an older case that just
okay.
sort of like popped into the zeitgeist because of what I'm going to get to soon,
okay.
very recently. But... according to, so I watched one video where they interviewed Ashley, because again, this is a success story, you know, 2021,
yeah.
2020, this is like, she's being interviewed. And even in her own interview, she said of her business, she said, quote, I market by doing a lot of storytelling just to tap into people's emotions, end quote.
Yeah.
So again, Cheryl Hodge, her experience was not good. So this sent her down a deep dive, and she was like, what is going on? Like, am I being gaslit? Like,
right.
Like, am I missing something? Eventually, Cheryl found a Facebook group of other Black women who had been scammed. They felt been scammed by Ashley.
Okay.
But they had been largely kept from making any traction online because Ashley had a lot of fans. And for cultural reference, I just want to tell people that Black people are very protective of successful Black people, because it seems like
I get it.
Oh, you know, the non-Black communities are really don't want to give Black people their due diligence and that kind of thing. So Ashley had built up a fan base that was loyal and very protective of her. Okay.
Listen, Mark Zuckerberg isn't doing the Jewish people any favors. I hear you.
Right.
Okay.
But a lot of Jewish people, that's a great point. A lot of Jewish people are like, yeah, he sucks, but I'm still watching y'all on that anti-Semitism because it's like people will use that as an opportunity to be anti-Semitic, like, right? It's like, so, you know, but this is a young Black woman who came from a very difficult background. So her supporters are very protective of her.
Okay.
But she's being accused by other Black women, right?
Yeah, that's where I'm like, but well, wait a minute. She's manipulating other Black women. No. Okay.
But they're not listening to this. Again, Ashley's still winning the war online, largely. But Sherelle Hodges' complaints are making progress because her first video went viral. Cheryl, you should look her up because she does other stuff too. But it went viral because people are like, oh, because, you know, people love the mess. But also, she brought the receipts. She kept bringing the receipts and she did multiple videos. So now, one of the things that she, Cheryl, can accuse Ashley and Joshua of is having a fake relationship. Okay.
Okay.
Now, she started doing some digging and about Joshua.
Tell me everything.
And now he presented himself as like a multimillionaire, successful Black man with a multimillionaire, successful Black woman, power couple, right? They're beautiful, they're young, attractive, great. Now, Cheryl found that how they met is that Ashley took one of Joshua's early financial repair credit courses.
Okay.
His course was being offered at $30,000 for a 3-day course.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
I have bad credit. I don't know where to turn. I'm going to give you $30,000?
Yeah.
That feels more illegal than the $1,000 one.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It's outrageous. Yeah. Now, according to Hodges' research, Ashley is the only woman that signed up. It may have been the only one that signed up for this $30,000 course because she was shooting her shot with Joshua. She was interested in him romantically.
So she paid to date him.
Yeah.
Cool.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
But there's just one problem, Miriam.
What's the problem?
According to Hodge, Joshua at the time, or maybe right before then, but she thinks at the time, allegedly, Joshua was in a gay relationship with an older white man by the name of Robert, who it seemed it was a bit of a sugar daddy, sugar baby kind of relationship. So,
if your only job is to convince people who need credit reports to look better to give you $30,000, then yeah, you are definitely being taken care of by someone else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because how many of those are you going to sell, right?
None. One, actually, apparently.
And he sold one, which, you know, obviously that made Joshua interested in her and like, but also now this is, it's somewhat in the way it's presented and the effect that this news would have on the audience is rooted in homophobia because it's like this is this down low brother because Black women, single straight Black women are very paranoid about down low brothers who was in a relationship with an older white man. So is he straight? Is he gay? It's just like, so it kind of reeks of like, he's an opportunist. That's what Hodge was getting to.
I will say that does reek of opportunism. It's also possible that he is bisexual.
Right.
Which no one ever thinks about.
No one ever thinks about, but even that, for someone like Ashley, who's presenting herself as this successful modern Black woman, for the world to know that your husband had been sleeping not only with a man, but an older man and an older white man.
An older white rich man. Okay.
Yeah.
That's where the problem is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So again, it's saying like their whole image is phony, right? That they're using to sell $1,000, $2,000 courses to people that they don't even end up getting, right?
It's like you can do this and understand it's problematic and not be homophobic.
Right.
You can.
That's what we're asking you to do.
Yeah.
So now, according to Hodge, so basically Ashley was shooting her shot with Joshua. It worked.
Yeah.
They began dating.
Okay.
They not only began dating, but when they got together, they positioned themselves as a new power Black couple.
Right.
Who may be moving into the realm of, like I was saying, the the those pastors, the abundance pastors, the, you know, that kind of thing. Because Joshua was really into that.
I don't love an abundance pastor.
Yeah. It feels scammy very to me. Predatory. Yeah, and scammy predatory. And like.
And it encourages people to go into deep debt to make it seem like they're
in the
doing.
Name of religion, too. Exactly. Right. Yep. And now, if this is what their intention is, the fact that he has previously was in a gay relationship with an older white man, that won't bode well.
Probably not.
For
no.
their. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's why all of that was hush hush. Right.
Right.
Now, so Hodge is like, she is like dragging them. Like she is going in okay. And people are like, oh my God. And then people are starting to look a little bit closer at mm-hmm. their businesses. And so, she also eventually accused Ashley of just stealing the whole idea and stealing the actual program that she's selling from another person with the idea.
Yeah, probably.
So, yeah. So she basically accused her. I mean, it's kind of like copywriting, like an idea for a TV show. Like you can't copyright an idea for four women friends hanging out and da 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 da. Right.
But you also can't really like I get it. But also like you can Google this stuff. So.
Right. But Hodge accuses her of taking somebody else's whole cloth, their idea, tweaking it slightly, and then selling it as her own. Yeah. Right?
There's this laws is what she, about that. Okay.
So, right. So she's accusing her of all of this stuff. She also said that Ashley bought her own wedding ring because Joshua had 27 cents in the bank when he moved to Dallas to be with Ashley.
Oh, okay. So
basically, Ashley is paying for a husband. That's basically what she's saying. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, as you can imagine, Ashley was not happy about any of this.
Yeah, I can imagine.
At first, she was just like, oh, she's just hating, you know, she's just jealous of our success. Haters gonna hate, that kind of thing. But eventually, it did start to affect her business because Cheryl Hodges' videos went viral. They got a lot of views, right? And people were just like, oh, so like you, it's bad for business. And eventually it did start to make the business suffer. So Ashley sued Cheryl Hodge for $1 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Eventually it was thrown out, but you can imagine you get a thing saying you being sued because again, Ashley does have money, whether that is from.
Oh, yeah. She has the money. They gave her the money.
She has the, right, she has the money and, but who knows what people are spending, whatever, but you don't want this to be messing with your business because you want to continue to make money. Right. So let's say if you were able to make $1 million in 8 minutes, you're not going to be able to make $1 million in 8 minutes if people are on the internet, if there's something going viral on the internet that you're scamming people. Oh, right.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, it sounds like you're allegedly scamming people. So maybe don't do that.
You know, so that's why she sued her too, like legally, and she can afford the lawyers. Right. And Cheryl at the time was trying to build her online profile and success. So imagine somebody shows up and is like, we're suing you for $1 million. You're like, oh shit. But eventually it was thrown out, what have you. Now, while all of this was happening with Cheryl doing these videos and all this other stuff, remember the house that Ashley bought for her friend, Olivia's mom?
Oh, yeah.
Well, according to Olivia Johnson, Ashley kept her name on the deed of the house.
But then that's not her mom's house. That's not how that works.
That's what Olivia said.
Right. Like, now, you can move into my house all day, Lovetta. It's still my house because of paperwork.
Right.
Right? That has been signed by many notaries. Okay.
Because paperwork. You know what? That's exactly what Olivia and her family said, too, because, again, Ashley made a big deal about this. She brought the press out, all of this. It made her look like this great person. And remember, she says on camera, I feel like this is my house.
Oh, shit. Apparently, it still is your house.
Right. And again, Olivia thought everything was great because they did this whole thing online of having the mother go to the realty office to sign the paperwork. But when Olivia started talking to her mother, her mother's like, I never signed anything. When they went, Joshua was doing all the signing. They never signed anything.
Oh, my God.
So as you can imagine, Olivia and her family are very concerned because her mother's been living in this house. And they're like, yeah. So she reached out to her friend, Ashley, and was like, Why is your name still on the house? When are we going to sign this paperwork? What is going on?
And right? What does she say?
Yeah. Now, basically, she was just like, she was stalling. She was stalling a bit, trying to make excuses. So Olivia's like, oh, she just used us for social media clout to seem like a good person. But so when Olivia was like, she called her up and was like, I want you and your husband to come out to visit me and Josh in Dallas from Memphis. Olivia lived in Memphis.
Okay. Right.
To talk about a business opportunity. So Olivia's thinking, oh, okay, well, she wants me to come out there, me and Brandon, Olivia's husband, to come out there, and we're going to sign the paperwork and get this
all
sorted.
That's what I would assume as well.
Right, because this is her friend. Like, they've been friends for years at this point. So in September of 2022, Olivia and her husband, Brandon, left Memphis and went to Dallas to visit Ashley and Joshua.
Okay.
And so she's like, oh, yeah, she's going to bring up the paperwork, da, da, da. But what Ashley says in general, instead, she says, oh, the business opportunity I wanted to talk to you about is I need you to kill three people for me.
Wait, what? What? Oh, this turned. This took a turn. This is not where I was going in my heart. That is not. No. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
I might be yelling. I'm so sorry. What?
So, okay, bear with me. I'm just going to kind of plow through this because this is a lot. So just
Lavetta,
bear with me.
If you come up with a new business opportunity for us, please, no, absolutely not. Murder is bad. Okay.
Murder is bad.
Murder
right?
is bad. Okay.
So she offered to pay them. She wanted them to kill Sherelle Hodge,
of course. Okay.
Her ex, Patrick Tate.
Okay.
And another woman by the name of Dr. Derica Harwell, a highly respected woman who had ran a similar business, but who had a great reputation.
Ah.
She had never met Dr. Derica Harwell either. She wanted her killed.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And she wanted these problems to go away. And for that, she was willing to pay $20,000 a head.
Oh.
So $60,000.
First of all, that is not nearly enough money. I'm just,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Like, not that murder, again, repeat, murder bad. But we're one to go through. No, I need 100K per head.
Yeah.
Bare minimum.
Right.
Okay.
Because you're risking being caught also, right?
Like, going to
jail. You got to make it worth
like,
my while.
Yeah. Like, not that I'm going to say yes, because I will never say yes. But like, at least have the dignity. Give me the dignity of the correct amount of money. Okay.
The amount, it seems very insulting on top of asking your friend who is a hairstylist to kill somebody, right?
Jesus
like, it's
Christ.
Like, who do you think we are, right? So, like you and me, Olivia was like, what the fuck? What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, Olivia was like dumbfounded, but she said, oh, Olivia's very smart. She's like, I'm going to play along.
Yeah.
But she was pissed. She was pissed that not only did you use my mother to get social media clout and then lie and won't take your name off the house.
Right.
You bring us out here and ask us to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Olivia's like, no, but she decided to play along. Right.
Okay.
So, also because it's like, you're risking my husband who has had previous, legal issues. Yeah. Right. Like Ashley, who, because of her money, was able to get her record expunged. Right?
Right. You can pay for that.
Clean
shit
up
now.
Her life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're risking my husband and my security and freedom over some of this. So Olivia's very smart. So she was like, bet. She was like, you know what? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's go and discuss it. And you know what? We can talk on FaceTime because they're not able to trace FaceTime calls.
That's not true.
No. No.
Okay.
So, it because Olivia's like, oh, she thinks I'm dumb, but she's the dumb one.
Right.
And she tested it out by saying that, right? And also, Olivia's just so hurt because she's like, oh, we're not friends at all.
No. No.
So, Olivia and her husband seemingly agreed to the deal, but instead of carrying out the murders, they gave police a video of Ashley saying she'd pay them an extra $5,000 to kill one of the people as soon as possible.
Oh, wow.
So to play along, Olivia and her husband, and to get more, and to gather more evidence, they basically sent Ashley a video of the police lights from an unrelated incident and claimed that they had attempted one of the murders, but it was unsuccessful.
Okay.
So
okay.
Ashley gave them $10,000 for the attempt.
Oh, so they were caught red-handed.
Yeah, because that's another thing too. I think had she not paid them any money, it wouldn't have been like,
right,
you can't really make it stick, right? All the time, all of this is on FaceTime, right? They're having these, yeah. Now, but when the murders just kept going, and at one point, Olivia had Ashley on FaceTime when Joshua wasn't there, and she got her to admit a whole bunch of stuff, right?
Like what?
And then they also said that they're going to back off of Cheryl Hodge because Cheryl was talking about all of this. She had too many eyes on her because her videos were very popular.
Yeah.
Criticizing Ashley. And also she had built up a following of her own. So they were like, well, we're going to put a hold on that one. But the other two. Now, she wanted to kill her ex because according to her ex, Patrick, who was her IT guy.
Yeah.
They started having a relationship when she was married to her first husband back in Baltimore.
Okay.
So this whole thing about her being a good girl, he could reveal that he knew exactly who she was. Like, yeah. That kind of thing, right?
That's the least of her problems. That's the very least.
And then a woman that she never met.
Yeah.
Who's just like a legitimate, more successful woman, like who's living her life. Yeah. So now this is going along, but at the same time, Olivia's like, so when are you gonna take my mother's name off of your name off of my mother's house?
And
Olivia Ashley said no. And it got contentious. And so then it clicked. Ashley started thinking, oh, shit, I'm vulnerable. So then she starts to pretend through texts to Olivia's husband that, oh, Olivia's threatening me.
Oh,
why are you being so aggressive? But Olivia said exactly what you said. That's not a gift if your name is still on it. That's not how you give people anything. So she started threatening Olivia because she realized, oh, Olivia may have these video. And then Olivia's like, why have you on videotape asking us to kill people? So then Ashley was like, oh, my God, you're threatening me. She's trying to leave a text trail of all of this happening. Right. And she, Ashley, went to the FBI to report on Olivia as trying to extort her.
Oh, Ashley. Ashley, girl.
Ashley, honey, girl. Yeah.
You now have the FBI thinking about you.
She went to the FBI on her own.
Yeah, you knocked on their door and they answered.
Yeah.
That's you. Because
she's trying to cover her butt, she thinks, I think. So obviously the FBI is going to call in Olivia and her husband to corroborate what Ashley's saying.
With all the videos.
So they pull out the video.
Yes, of course they do.
And the FBI is like, like we do have a real crime here, but actually, not the one that she called us about.
No.
She called the FBI on herself, basically. So on June 29th, 2023, the FBI arrested and indicted Ashley and Joshua Grayson on RICO charges on two counts of racketeering and attempted murder in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, side note, Olivia later on was like, oh, Ashley and Joshua don't even have sleep in the same bed, you know, bedroom and that thing. But somehow Ashley was pregnant when all of this was happening.
You can have sex with all kinds of people to get pregnant.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And it's like, is it just for show at this point? Like, you know,
right,
with their lifestyle. So
also, like, as a gay friend once told me years ago, a hole is a hole, you know. Close your eyes and go, you know.
Josh could make it happen for that, for the right thing,
saying?
Right? Now, the FBI arrested her and Josh and indicted them. Acting U.S. attorney, a man by the name of Foldren, he said of this case, quote, this was a 21st century crime where online feuds and senseless rivalries bled into the real world. The defendant tried to hire someone to murder a woman over things that happened exclusively on the internet. Fortunately, no one was physically hurt in this case, but the victim and her family still felt a severe and emotional impact as a result of the defendant's actions. The proactive response from the investigating agencies and our prosecutors prevented an even more serious crime from occurring, end quote. Crazy, right?
You know, like I remember when Facebook first came out and I was mad at something and I remember Sal being like, it's just the internet. It's not real.
Right.
And we all kind of was like, oh yeah. But like, that's what a responsible person now has to learn. The internet is very real. It sucks.
it's real, but then it's not, because, you know, I would say to Ashley, all you had to do was just change your like business, go back to what you were doing in the beginning that made you successful and actually give people something that's worth $1,000 or $2,000. Right.
All you have to do was change 5 lines of your wording.
Yeah.
And say, you know what? A lot of people, and I hear you.
Yeah.
And so I went back to the drawing board and I have a much better, more quality thing to sell you. And I guaranteed. And then go back to doing your bullshit, change 5 lines. It's a lie.
But I think it's the ego at a certain point, because you're like, who are you to tell me, and this kind of thing. So now the case went to trial in Memphis this past March. So last March in 2024.
Okay.
During all this time, so they were arrested in 2023 and it went to trial in March the following year.
Okay.
During all this time, it finally came out that Ashley... So remember how she got started in her business, humble woman, right?
Yep.
Like, so she said that she was able to start a business because she changed her credit on her own. No, it came out that she actually had a settlement from a work-related injury.
Oh.
Purportedly that 1 or 2 of her fingers had been cut off.
Oh.
So she had gotten $1 million settlement.
Okay. Okay.
Now.
Okay.
$1 million is enough to change your credit.
is nice. But if your credit is absolute trash, what did she do exactly? Oh, she cut off her finger at work.
Yeah. It was an accident and she got a settlement.
Okay.
But again, that's part of that's the original lie.
This is the fundamental lie
that all the business is built on. And so that would explain the way she behaved. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Defensive, because she knows that it wasn't just a matter of her improving her credit out of the blue, right? She got a big injection of money.
Uh-huh. That'll improve your credit immediately.
Yeah. She can change her wardrobe, her $1 million, especially if you're living in Maryland or Dallas, goes a lot further than if you're living in California, right?
That's a fact.
So that came out. Now, needless to say, this was not looking good for them, right?
No.
To Ashley, because again, you have the videos and everything. Now, interestingly enough, in July of 2024, so it started in March, in July, jurors acquitted Joshua Grayson, her husband, but found Ashley guilty in the murder for hire conspiracy case.
Ah.
In November of last year.
Yeah.
A couple months later.
Yeah.
A judge gave 35-year-old Ashley Grayson the maximum sentence of 120 years in federal prison.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a federal case, she will not be eligible for parole.
Bye.
Now, remember that I said, sort of put a pin in like the whole Joshua thing.
Yeah.
Now, many people, including, you know, other people when all of this came out online, but also Olivia, think that Josh played Ashley from the get-go. Because remember, she bought the $30,000 package.
Yeah.
So he kind of marked her as a mark from the beginning.
Yeah.
And it was a come up because he didn't have his own money. He probably had his money from a sugar daddy, allegedly.
Mm.
So... And he knew what she wanted. She wanted a chocolate prince to stand beside her to present this image. He knew he could use her and she could use him and they could make a lot of money together. But he was a lot smarter than her. So Olivia always said that Josh was never on camera. She didn't have videos of him on camera saying any of this. He was always just off camera. It was always Ashley on camera.
Yeah. He's
and yeah. And when he got with Ashley, she had mm-hmm. many more followers because by this time she was successful at presenting this, you know, credit repair kind of business. And so it upped his game. So when he and her got together, he posted her all the time to improve his own social media standing. And then this was just like basically the purse came into the room after him. You know, and it looked good. And he really did have aspirations of being a prosperous preacher, like that kind of thing. That was really what he wanted to do. And this was perfect. She gave him the perfect cover, whatever his sexuality is. This is not a note on his sexuality.
No, it's a note on his character. Both, okay.
Again, I think they're both scammers. Yeah. And some people think they speculate, allegedly, that he turned state's evidence. Gave them everything on her. That's why he was acquitted, because the case, and that's why they didn't really go after him. The case was weaker against him. I don't know if that's true.
Okay.
But it's weird that he was acquitted and she was convicted because they were doing it together. But again, she's the only one that's on camera in these videos. And he knew that from the beginning. I'm not going to be on camera.
Like, prosecution wise, it was either make a deal with him and get her, or not have enough evidence and they both go free.
It could be.
I watch a lot of crime shows.
Yeah.
So I feel like I can speak to this. Okay. Everything I said was alleged. I have no idea, alleged. Obviously. Yes.
But it's
say that
it's
out
not
loud.
Alleged because she is, she has been convicted and serving 120 months in prison.
Dang.
So
she's there now. Okay.
She's there now. That is the story of Ashley Grayson. Oh, she may still be out before they... No. Once they sentence you, they take you into custody. She's there.
Again, I watch a lot of these shows.
She had... So she went from being this rising woman, but this is all self-inflicted. Like,
every ounce of it.
It's all self-inflicted, and primarily her victims were other Black women who come from the same background and experience that she has.
Here's what kills me. Obviously, that thing you just said, awful. Yeah. She has a lot of credit issues. She has a good postal service job.
Mm-hmm.
She gets $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
She can fix her credit. And still have something like, I don't know how bad her credit was, but let's say it's that bad, $500,000 left. Mm-hmm. She can invest $400,000, you know, in a good, and like have a little extra in the bank to play. Keep your government job that's good and gives you benefits and live like a glorious life. You could have done that, but now you're in jail. Okay.
I mean, or even let's say that, you know, and this is, I think this is so interesting because just be doubtful about stuff you see, people's success stories online. Like,
always.
I did this and this is why I'm successful. We've seen it even from the Housewives franchises.
Yes.
Because it's like most people need seed money. So are they getting that from family and friends? From a corporate job that they have, from their 401k, or from an injury that she had, right?
Right.
So if she had just stuck with, like, it seems like she was actually helping people in the beginning where she made all this money, right? And offering these classes.
Like, girl, go to school. Take a stupid course.
Or do real estate or expand into this. But it's the ego. I also think sometimes it's the guilt, because the guilt, when you know you've been lying, the original lie was that I rebuilt my credit on my own. So people didn't know about the judgment, the money, which is a lucky, I mean, it's not lucky to lose your fingers, but you know what I mean? Like, it's an opportunity to rebuild your life. But if you start a business based on like, I did it. And not letting people know about, and maybe you don't. I know business or what have you, it's an opportunity for her to restart her life. But knowing that, you know, you've been lying, it makes you defensive in your ego. I did this.
I wonder if there's a psychological impact, right? Yeah. Because she said it, she started it. She thought, oh, I'll just say this to get more people to trust me. And the next thing you know, she's super popular. And there's something, I want, like a personality switch or something
I definitely think that. Yeah. And in the interview I saw of her talking when she was the darling of, you know, online, she was talking about, like, I tell people a story. I give people what they want. It felt very like, it felt predatory. It felt very like, you know, that you're lying. Listen, we're all being sold something, right? Like the commercials, all of this other stuff. But you purposefully, knowing that you got the settlement and you purposefully went after single Black mothers, and knowing later on, let's say in the beginning, she was offering them something like helpful hints, you know, offering them in one place. And also, I don't think her courses were that expensive in the beginning. Because remember, it took her 18 months, according to her, to make $1 million the first time. Right. But then when she became more successful, she upped the ante. So let's say you're charging people $250 to repair their credit.
Right.
And it could be just being like, you do this, you do that, you do this. And over time, over 6 months, your credit is significantly better. That is still helping people. Maybe she was doing that in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then the ego. And then again, you know, that original lie underneath. And so you're trying to always cover that too. So.
Oh, this one's a wild ride, Lavetta.
It's crazy, right?
A wild ride. Oh my God.
That is Ashley Grayson, notorious woman in social media. My pleasure.
Yes.
I mean, we love and we're disgusted by her. That's what we be. Because this was a good one.
But also, this was amazing.
This is a good one.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
But awesome.
Okay. Well, on that note, guys, this was a little bit of a long one this time, but it was so good. We hope you enjoy it. And we also, if you enjoy it, or even if you don't, still go to the Apple Store and Spotify and give us a 5-star review. That wraps it up for this latest episode of the Notorious Women podcast. Remember to copy the link and send it to your friend. Copy the link and send it to your friend. And also, if you want to support the show financially, hopefully your money's real. You can do that at patreon.com/notoriouswomen. That's patreon.com/notoriouswomen. And Miriam, how else can they find and support the show?
I mean, if y'all are still doing social media out there, we are still on Instagram at Notorious Women Podcast. I don't know. Go to there if you're still on it. If you're not still on it, respect. We're also on TikTok, Notorious Women Podcast. Follow that. I bitch a lot. It's fun.
Blue Sky too, you know.
And we're on Blue Sky, and that's probably going to be our bigger home in the future. At Notorious Women at the Blue Sky dot whatever the Blue Sky is. You know it. You love it. You can also listen to episodes on YouTube. And you can like and subscribe there too. And that is that.
And our email?
Oh, we have an email. I forgot. It's notoriouswmpod@gmail.com. If you have long emails, you can send there. If you want to DM us on Instagram, you can. Either is fine. We like them both.
Yeah. And on that note, guys, don't scam any more people.
No more people.
No, or any people at all.
Right. Like, yes.
Yeah. And we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.